Hey dear friends, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. We are on session number 4 of the, well, we're titling it The Rise of Homo Satanus, Antichrist and the Ancient Hate. Listen, thousands, if not, listen, across the board, millions are talking about the possibilities of the Antichrist. Is he coming? I mean, listen, New Agers talk about it. You know, around the world, there's discussion on it. And we've said before, we're not talking about the anti-Quetzalcoatl, the anti-Buddha, or the anti-Muhammad. There is a deep significance in the fact that we're talking about Antichrist. It's coming from the Greek word in the book of 1 John, the prefix anti, or anti, and then Christos. We're simply talking about, and the word anti that we have in the original Greek has more the meaning of instead of. Yes, it has the idea of, obviously, of anti or against, but clearly the word is used in the sense of instead of or replacement. So we've got to make sure that we understand that what the scripture terms and clearly says when it refers to something horrifically evil, it names the Antichrist later the beast. And he is considered the most evil presence in human flesh in all of history. So we've already gone over the sessions of like, well, why should we even study it? Why should we even look at it? Well, a number of the reasons, because we're talking about the individual that will have a regime that will lead the world to globalism. There will never be a globalism, a unification of the world, its politics, its government, its military, its alternative spirituality. It'll never occur without the actual apocalypse of what in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he's simply called the Anthropos, the man of Anamos, of lawlessness. And there we have the idea of that he's man, but more than just that. It's clear that he's going to be, again, Satan's going to be in him, that he is literally a counterfeit to the incarnation of Christ. And we'll get into that in a later session. But I want us to understand that this issue of the Antichrist is so big. It's not about conspiracy. It's not about just fanatical end times, you know, discussions. Before the visible return of Jesus Christ, which will bring about the beginning of the millennium where there is no war, there is no death, there is no crime, that the healing of the nations. I mean, this is the time of the presence and the power and the grace and the mercy of God and justice. All of that is coming. But prior to that event, because there is a raging war spiritually. Anybody studying in the book of Revelation chapter 12 is going to see clearly the Spirit of God paints the picture that Satan knows his time is short. He's furious. There is a tremendous emotion and passion in the dark side. That's why there is such a ramping up. That's why there is such a panic and a hurry to bring about the controlled globalism, to have this presence in the world around us that is vastly antagonistic to the body of Christ, to the Jewish nation. And with that spiritual presence being revealed into the world, and the scripture calls it a deception, a seduction, a whole manifestation of probably hundreds of millions of demons coming masqueraded, though, in the New Age movement, in all kinds of occult societies. The voices in all of those streams are very clear. They are looking for an individual, whether it's the old Nazis looking for a new Führer, whether it's the New Age movement looking for the world teacher, the Maitreya in reference to the world teacher manifesting, the idea of the Muslim scholars and the Mahdi. All of that points to the belief that there is a coming world leader. Even Alvin Toffler, the futurist, years ago in his book The Third Wave, referred to Europe that they have a Messiah complex, that they are looking for someone strong to calm and lead and guide and bring the world to unity. You can see that in the UN. You can see that in the spirit of the age right now. As we talk about globalism and everything that's leading up to it, everything politically on a military front, in the leadership of Britain and the United States and, of course, all of Europe, there is the drive for globalism. No question about it. Hundreds of millions of New Agers drive for globalism. What are the finite fallen spirits saying? They're pushing for globalism. But that globalism will not fully erupt and take place and take control until the apocalypse, that is the unveiling, the actual coming into power of this one that is called in Scripture Antichrist. Now, the world will see him as the political savior, economic savior, environmental savior. He will stop the war, stop the madness, stop the chaos, and he will be ushered in with a new regime. Now, the thing that we want to talk about here is, what does biblical ancient prophecy tell us just before that occurs? And again, I want to just mention that in this session alone, we're calling session number 4, Antichrist and the Sign of the End of History. Antichrist and the Sign of the End of History. And my friends, that if you believe in the Spirit of God's prophetic revelation in Scripture, if you go to the book of 1 John, chapter 2, starting in verse 18, it's literally written to believers with terms of endearment, with the love of God, dear children. And so we see again the Spirit of God and the application of that affection of God for believers. Well, we have the issue now that the Spirit of God says very clearly. Now, this goes back 2,000 years almost. And here's what God says. This is the last hour. Now, anybody that's working a job, and I remember right out of high school, I was working in a factory where we made tire molds, and it was true that, you know, we had a break time, then lunchtime, then another break time, and then, you know, we got off at 4 o'clock, but when 3 o'clock came, it was like relief. You knew you only had one more hour. Of all the other hours, of everything else that went on, you knew this was the final hour, and this was the last part of the day, and that very soon you'd be clocking out and heading off home or wherever else you're going to go with friends. So it was the last hour. That's the idea of this. In the totality of history, God is saying that with the coming of Christ, the resurrection, ascension, glorification of Christ, and the coming of the Spirit of God and the release of the mission of God in the body of Christ, God now paints the picture. This is the final end of history in a fallen world. And it's called simply the last hour, a final hour. And we know that, just like in that job, I knew within that last hour I would be punching out, clocking out, and leaving. The concept here is the same. At the end of the last hour, Christ returns. At the end of the last hour, there is a catching up of the body of Christ, the Greek word harpezo, this, the dead in Christ shall rise first, we who are alive will be caught up. And that's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Now that's going to come, but in the process, and just before that, other events. Now I've called this on the satanic side because God reveals the strategic, vital events that literally will occur that are initiated by Satan himself. I've called it the sequence of satanic evolution. And so here, as we continue to read in verse 18 of chapter 2, 1 John, says this, "And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming." Now notice the singularity. The Antichrist is coming. Now notice, "even now many Antichrists have come." This means like cult leaders, leaders of new underground secret societies, individuals that would come to replace Christ, Sun Myung-moon, Jimmy Jones, the Maitreya. There's many different ones that have claimed that they're a savior, that they're a Christ, that they, you know, and they've led people off into the wilderness. They've led people off in to give up everything, to sell everything. This is true that has flown out of ancient Hinduism. It's flown, you know, it's come out of ancient Buddhism as far as the Maitreya. And for example, the Maitreya, he's not the Son of God. He's not the Savior. He's not God. Again, we have what is considered here one of the many antichrists. And if you look at many of the cults that developed throughout Europe, England, and the United States in the last 40 years, you're going to find a number of individuals who fit the characteristics of believing or saying, hey, they're the Savior, that they are the... they are going to, you know, bring the world into, you know, unity, whatever else. But it's been very clear that they're not. They've either died off or like Sun Myung Moon. The world's not listening to him. He does have a few million followers of the Unification Church, the Moonies. And I've engaged some of their leadership, talked to them. I've witnessed to some of those Moonies that were out on the streets. But they were following what would be considered here one of the many antichrists. But listen, the Antichrist is yet to come. Matter of fact, when you read in all of these events, Matthew's Gospel chapter 24, where Jesus spells out things, or in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, or 2 Thessalonians chapters 1 and 2, you're going to have this spelling out of a lot of events in the end of days. The earthquakes and famines, the physical environmental events, the breakdown. I believe there's breakdown in nations and militaries and wars, rumors, fears, all kinds of things, which Jesus says those are only the beginning of birth pangs. The full force of evil that shall rock the world to the brink of annihilation has yet to come. Even when the great chaos, the great rebellion, the great, you know, horrific evil that will occur to collapse nations and prepare them to cry out for help and cry out for a Savior, that's when we then refer to the man of lawlessness. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the parousia of the Lord and our being gathered together, that's not going to occur until those two events, this great chaos, revolt, this great rebellion that will occur to collapse nations and bring everything to its knees. Then the apocalypse, the unveiling of this man of anomos, lawlessness. He is the Antichrist, and he will come, though, to the world as a savior, to the world as a political and military. He's a unifier. And his voice, according to Daniel 2,600 years ago, will be extremely powerful, and he will obviously speak against the God of heaven, because he's here to set up himself as God on earth and lead the world into a new age, the age of Aquarius, New Agers call it, this spiritual, you know, planetary wave of dark presence, masqueraded as an angel of light, masqueraded as light, masqueraded as the hope of the world. Yes, the first thing he does is he brings peace to the world that we have. But his arrival on the scene, I'm going to give you about six things, what it means when he actually is unveiled. Now let's just say, for example, he's unveiled to the world 3 years from now. The great chaos occurs in 2.5 years. Maybe it lasts for about 6 months. The world's going crazy, collapsing, disintegrating, battles, fight, war, governments collapsing, economic collapses, the electrical grids, the food chain, everything is collapsing. And it seems like the world is in great fear. And all of a sudden, a new voice arises. And a new regime rises up. And all of a sudden, across Europe and across, you know, England and into the United States and around the world, there's this powerful magnetic voice that begins to have the answers, begins to bring peace, begins to stop all the chaos, begins to bring, you know, an end to the wars, the skirmishes, the battles, the fighting, the shooting of missiles, the ships, you know, going to go back to their ports, the planes, you know, back to their places. And he literally will bring, you know, everything in the very beginning to a peace. He's going to be looked at as a peacemaker. Please understand that his arrival means the final, what is considered the 70th week in the book of Daniel. Now, we won't go there right now. Maybe you've studied that. The proclamation that there's one last final seven-year period. And in that seven-year period, it'll be the most spiritually deceiving time in global history. Global history. Let me say it again. Global history. There will never be a time like the last final 7 years. We're talking about the most spiritually charged individual coming to power, bringing the world to globalism, bringing the nations all together, one world government, one world military. All this comes together under his leadership. Obviously, we'll talk about the false prophet giving supernatural signs, wonders for the people to be pushed towards the world leader. Everything will be done to endear people, bond people, link people to the new world, in their view, the world savior. I mean, someone that comes to stop it all is going to look brilliant. They're going to be looking like they have all the power. Now, they created the mess. They created the chaos. It's the dark side that has built up underground a secret power of lawlessness. Do you realize this? This is already going on. That's why I'm saying that if the Antichrist was to rise to power in the next 3 to 5 years, listen, this means that he's already alive on the planet, that he's already been birthed, that this is, what, in my view anyway, my opinion is that he's the counterfeit incarnation. He is not a Nephilim in the sense of a B'nai Elohim crossbreeding with a woman. I believe this is Satan direct. The fallen cherubs' response to and answer to the Son of God. As God comes in human flesh in Christ, I believe now Satan will come in human flesh in the Antichrist. Homo Satanus, genetically mixed, spiritually, nothing like it in human history. Just as the incarnation was a one-time event, never occurred before in history, God in Christ all prophesied that he would come, and he did. And what he would do in the cross and the resurrection and the ascension, all of that prophesied and it all came true. Well, prophesied here in 1 John 2,000 years ago, telling us the Antichrist is coming. We know that it's the last hour of human history because there's many of those false prophets, false teachers, counterfeit signs and wonders. And I've said this many times on the radio programs, in the other sessions that we've taught, biblical revelation and prophetic revelation in Scripture tells us that there'll be a massive ramping up of demonic presence in the last days, an incredible manifestation of counterfeit, satanically inspired, empowered miracles, signs, wonders. It's no wonder that anybody in the New Age, you're experiencing supernatural things. Those who are chasing UFOs are experiencing suprahuman and supranatural things. And we find this in military, we find this across the board. People are experiencing supernatural events, supernatural voices, presence, channeling, speaking to what they think is their angel. And so there is no denial on my part that the Word of God is teaching that in these last days of the last hour will be the most supernaturally charged in human history. And every New Ager that listens to this by the providence of God, Every Luciferian and Satanist that has listened to the others and listens to this should know that there's no question. Yes, you've got supernatural things occurring. You've got incredible supernatural events occurring all over the place. The problem is the source. As I've said in the past many times, no finite fallen angel, no demonic presence can or will lead you and guide you to God. Their job is to keep you from God, to blind you. Have you ever read 2 Corinthians 4:4? In reference to the presence of Satan in a global, this global mind, this living consciousness, this global presence, he's called there the God of this age, who blinds the minds. Listen, if you are opposed to mind control, MK Ultra, Monarch, Phoenix, all those projects, if you're against totalism and the cults of mind control and manipulation and the use of hypnosis and the weaponization of these powers or abilities in military, if you're against mind control, and rightly so, because you're dealing with the control of another human life, the imposition of somebody else's will into somebody else's life, listen, we should all be opposed to mind control. But ultimately, the father of mind control is listed in Scripture as the God of this age, small g. He blinds the minds, and the reason so that people can't see who the real Christ really is. So there's an opposition. And listen, if you're a New Ager, if you're in a secret society, if you're a Mason, if you're someone who does not know the living Christ and does not have the Spirit of God dwelling in you, that I'm telling you now that it's the work of this one that can masquerade as an angel of light, that can give spiritual feelings and experiences and voice and dream and image and even give spiritual abilities as alternatives to preoccupy you and distract you and actually use you, all the while building the events that will lead to the great chaos, to the rise of the Antichrist, and with his apocalypse to the world, we're then saying this is the final 7 years. And please understand, biblical prophecy has never failed. Over 300 times in the Old Testament, God talks about the first coming of Christ and the events. And now we have 1/3 of the New Testament. We have this massive revelation about the end time events, what God is going to do. But there's great revelation about the greatest deception, seduction, and spiritual alternatives that will grip the hearts and lives of millions and lead them astray. If you want to check it out, if you want to, listen, if you think it's an, you know, if you believe the Antichrist is coming, if you think he's going to be here in the next 5, even 10 years, then I'm telling you now, that means he's already alive. He's already been born. He's already operating behind the scenes. 2 Thessalonians 2 tells us it's a secret power of lawlessness, a supernatural operative sequence that is going on. The frog in the kettle approach of bringing new spiritual alternatives to the world has gone on for a long time. The ramping up as never before in the last 30 years. All over the world, people are hearing voices, experiencing presence coming into their lives, channeling other entities, talking to extra-dimensional beings, having out-of-the-body experiences, going to what they're calling the Akashic Records, or the Hall of Records, which is really the realm of where those spirits are as they have coordinated. Listen, they're grid mapped around the globe. They are literally in a network around the globe. You have no idea how vast this is. Principalities, powers. The original Greek of Scripture in the book of Ephesians 6 calls them cosmocrators. New Agers will call them, and those who are in line with the Maitreya, with Benjamin Krim, will call that ascended masters. God says they are cosmocrators. These are the presences that are around the globe guiding the world to globalism, preparing the world for a great chaos, a great bloodshed, a great breaking down for the sake of a new order, for the sake of a new world order, a new spiritual order. And there's without question that New Agers believe in a coming, well, maybe a cleansing to the earth. 2012 is a cleansing, catastrophe, you know. Look at all the events that speak about this. But then realize, this is the impact. We're talking about the end of history as you and I know it. We're talking about the end of nations as you and I know it. That's why there's so much World Wide Web buzz on it. That's why there's so many books. That's why there's so many, you know, millions upon millions going to talk shows and discussing the end time events. The military has looked into it. That's why there's hundreds of millions of New Agers worldwide that have now believed the message. And let me tell you something. There is clearly a collective spiritual revelation that has been initiated, it has emerged, and it is now deeply solidified into leaders all over the world that a new world order is necessary, that it's coming, that it's inevitable, that it must be here. The belief, though, please hear me when I say this, there is no globalism politically, with any military, with any of this. There's no globalism without the spirit behind the drive for it. And that spirit is listed in Ephesians chapter 2, the prince of the power of the Eros, the dense atmosphere around the earth. You've heard me say it before. This living presence that some people are talking about, this world mind, this global brain, there is a living presence guiding, directing, bringing revelation in a sequence leading eventually to a great chaos. Listen, when that great chaos breaks out, you know, throughout the United States, Europe, and England, and other parts of the world, bringing collapse eventually, realize that we are just about ready to see the rise of Homo Satanas. This is the inauguration of the final 7 years. This is the inauguration of the final 7 years. Within the context of that 7 years, the unprecedented, unequaled spiritual deception in human history. The unequaled, unprecedented attack against any believer, real believer in Christ and the Jewish nation. The attempted annihilation of all believers will be in the context of that 7 years. Wars will break out. Deception will be there. The abyss will be opened. The most horrific supernatural and cosmic and earth-shaking events. I mean global catastrophic events. 9/11 will pale in total comparison. Katrina, the tsunami. All these other events will pale in comparison to the striking global events that by the time we come to Revelation chapter 9, we're talking about a third of the human race. We're talking at this point in history, it would be over 2 billion people losing their lives in less than a 7-year period. That's never happened in human history. The kind of globalism that the Antichrist will bring has never happened in human history. The kind of supernatural powers that will be displayed has never occurred in human history. The presence of Babylon, the home of every demon, the level of manifestation of demonic presence, whether the clear revealed evil or the New Age, angel in light, counterfeits, will be unequaled, unprecedented in all of human history. Now, it's not going to come out of a vacuum. We're leading towards that. We're moving towards that. We're all being led to that eventual. It's like water going to the waterfalls. The closer you get, it seems the more rapid and forceful. Way upriver, it seems slow. But the closer you go, you know, the further you go down, the closer you get, and till you're into, you know, to strong rapids and eventually the event of the wall, the just the water falling off and the waterfalls. And you think in terms of the spiritual momentum that's going right now. There's going to be greater intensity, everything. And I want to tell you again, if you believe the Antichrist is going to be unveiled to the world to be the world's savior and political leader and the answer to bring a new regime, a new order in, and very clearly, 2012ers will believe it, New Agers will believe it, Luciferians will believe it, even Muslim scholars and millions of Muslims will believe in a world, a global, you know, reign of their Mahdi, which is, in definition, what the Bible calls the Antichrist. What the New Agers call the world teacher is the Antichrist. So, as we are moving towards this, realize the spiritual force, the concept of critical mass, of antagonism and spiritual battle, will ramp up way beyond what we've experienced in the last 30, 40 years. Christians, are you ready? Is the church ready? Are you ready to live in the presence and the power of God as never before? And I want to say to the believers that are listening right now, the book of Acts is really a kind of manual where we see the power of God. Look and study Acts chapter 6 and 7 and move it into 8, and you'll see this great, you know, persecution, this murderous threats that are going out, and what does the church do? And you look at Philip, what does he do? Look at the powers of God in the midst of everything. So in the midst of everything, God has an answer, God's power doesn't diminish, but believers are going to have to live forcefully, powerfully, in the presence and power of the King of heaven and earth, and know that he's coming soon, and that the Antichrist's reign is limited. His rise to visible power in the world. Well, let me go over six things. Number one, it means that he's been here for some time, maybe 30 years. Maybe he's been here 30 years in development. I wonder where he's been meeting and who he's been meeting with. I wonder what powers, you know, in the hidden places all throughout Europe. I wonder if he's been to the UN. I wonder if he's been to other places. What about Bohemian Grove? We're talking years upon years upon years of not only his development, but the people that know who he is. The real Luciferians that have been cloaked and clothed in dark powers, what the old Nazis called the Black Flame, and their preparations, their desire to have the new light bearer come to power, and a new order. I mean, Albert Pike believed it, the Masons. That's why it's foolish for any pastor or deacon to become a Mason, to be recruited. You've got to be spiritually, you know, just dim to be drawn in. It's very important, very vital, the believers in Jesus Christ, the living Christ. Listen, you who are listening right now, whether in Europe, in Finland, and in Czechoslovakia, the Russians, the Chinese, you know, up in Alaska, down in Brazil, over in Johannesburg, all over the world, by the thousands, you've been downloading these. And simply by the Spirit of God and the leading of the Spirit of God, I engage you as a brother in Christ to say, listen, we must live now in the presence and power of God, the mission of God. We've got a mission to the very end, to the very end. Not to sit back saying all these events will occur, all these things are going to happen, we better sit back, we better watch them. Listen, it means preparation. It means, listen, that if Antichrist is going to rise to power in the next 3 or 5 or even 10 years, He's already been here. He's already out there and most likely understanding how that side works and studying Revelation 16, which God shows us a future picture of a planetary spiritual wave, a spiritual wave that will literally go out around the globe, targeting the leaders of nations, the military leaders of nations, and it's what I call the mother of all rituals, where there's release of spirits out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, out of the mouth of the false prophet. Kind of like a triangulation as they gather to unleash, and they're going to target. And listen, if that was to occur now, they're going to target Barack Obama. They're going to target Brown from England. They're going to target King Juan Carlos. They're going to target Queen Beatrix. Every single global leader, every military leader is going to be under the most... I mean, listen, we're talking about the unequaled spiritual deception, pressure, power in all of human history. The rise to power of the Antichrist declares the last 7 years. It means that he's already been here, number one. Probably again, coordinating the spiritual movements underground. The creation of a satanic army, the super soldiers, the chosen ones. You see, somebody's going to bring about the chaos. And out of the chaos, when the new order comes, there's got to be a regime, there's got to be soldiers, there's got to be those who will bear the strong arm of the new global leader. But number two, it also means that the false prophet is already alive too. No doubt that they've already been meeting. You see, when the Antichrist arises, pretty soon we're going to see that he has, according to Scripture, the book of Revelation, he has the false prophet that is like the spiritual leader that is going to draw millions and millions. And I'm concerned for the Catholics all over the world. It's the largest religious institution around the world. Malachi Martin was very concerned. It is my belief that this black nobility, this underground secret power of lawlessness, has deeply infiltrated the structure of the most wealthy institution, probably, the most wealthy and organized global institution. Will the false prophet rise, or will the false prophet seduce and draw? Listen, there's going to be such seduction. But the rise of the Antichrist within the next 3 to 5 or even 10 years means, number one, that he's here, and number two, that the false prophet is here. And they're not sitting around, again, in all of biblical revelation, in all of my understanding of the underground and what we've seen, they're not sitting around playing chess. There's great preparation, a great need of release of dark powers. They're involved in this coming burst of great chaos and then this burst of the rise of the Antichrist. The third thing it means, if he's coming to power in the next 3, 5, or 10 years, the regime globally is being built. Let me just say to the New Agers that I believe you're part of that building. The Ascended Masters that guided Alice Bailey and many other writers have guided you into believing what their agenda is all about. The spiritual globalism that you've come to believe in is what those ascended masters, the Bible calls them cosmocrators, they are, again, that concept of an angel of light. They're masqueraded. You've got to understand that if anybody can deceive, if anybody can seduce, if anybody can masquerade, it is that spiritual realm. And they've been doing it. Listen, the fallen cherub brought down 1/3 of the angels. This fallen cherub brought down the human race. And now with his ascendancy and the rise of the Antichrist, the rise of the false prophet, and the rise of a regime that is fully committed to him, which would tell me in advance they are already spiritually committed. That's why the real undergrounders that I've met, they're spiritually committed. They believe they are the troops of Antichrist. They know how to conjure powers, have powers, receive powers, unleash powers, use powers. And on the field, there's millions of them. But again, cloaked in a supranatural, suprahuman, spiritual secrecy. A secret power operating in the world already. 2 Thessalonians 2. It means it's the last hour. The content of what God has given to the church way in advance, 2,600 years ago in Daniel, 2,000 years ago in Matthew chapter 24, just about 2,000 years ago in other books of the Scripture. The book of Revelation, a little over 1,900 years ago. And this massive communication, God has given us the intel in advance of actual events. He knows where the Antichrist is. He knows where the false prophet is. He knows all the underground worshipers, the networks, bathed in a black light, the black flame, dark powers. He knows the unwittings that are being used politically, the infiltration that has occurred, the fallen cherubs' spiritual hands are deep in politics, deep in the military, inspiring the development of planetary weapons, inspiring the development of a coming, orchestrated, planned, horrific chaos and anarchy that will in itself unleash massive dark powers. With the rise of the Antichrist himself, it will be like a spiritual bubble has been broken. And the powers of darkness will gush out. Think of the day, if you are a believer in Christ, think of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, when power from on high came upon the body of Christ, prophesied way in advance out of the book of Joel. The power of God came, the rushing of a... Listen, all of that concept of God's power, the rushing mighty wind, the sound that occurred, the signs that occurred with it, the clothing of the body of Christ, the mission of God to the world. For 2,000 years now, hundreds of millions have been saved and have come to believe in Christ, and that mission continues all over the world. And I pray to God that you're involved in that mission. I pray to God that you are involved in the front line, number one purpose of the cross, of the blood shed, of Messiah, of God in human flesh. Now that number one purpose is what? God is not willing that any perish, but that all come. God wants the gospel, the good news, preached to every creature. Highways, byways, every single people group, village, place, anywhere and every place in the world. And that is what we should be giving every ounce of our being. That should be the first cause of every local church. The first thing that we pay, you know, put our money to, the first thing that we put our passion to, our prayers to. Listen, my friends, we must understand that you and I, as believers in Christ, the Spirit of God dwells in you. If the Spirit of God dwells in you, whatever country you're in, the number one thing God wants you to be doing is reaching the world for Christ. Now, that includes using biblical prophecy in your evangelism to tell people, this is the final hour. It's the last hour. Many antichrists have come into the world. I go back to 1 John chapter 2. And it goes on to say in the last part of verse 18, this is how we know it is the last hour. How do I know it's the last hour? Because the prophesied event of the coming of Antichrist and the unleashing of many antichrists around the world, small cult leaders in groups. But all that pales in comparison to the eventual. Well, listen, the Gnostics presented a false Christ. The New Agers are presenting a false Christ. The ufologists are presenting a false Christ. In every case of occultic views, cult views, New Age views, or even the Gnostics that came many, many years after Christ and the development of the body of Christ, a whittled down Jesus, stripped of deity, stripped of who he really is. Grave warning in Galatians chapter 1, that if we or an angel, if man or an angel was to preach any other gospel, if some entity comes to you and preaches a different gospel, like the Tibetan ascended master did with Alice Bailey, presenting a totally different picture of Jesus, a Jesus that she couldn't, no New Ager could come to know, experience. A fake Jesus is no Jesus at all. The real Christ, the elect angels of God know and worship. The prophets knew in advance. The apostles knew. All of Scripture testifies to. And the demons of hell fear the real Christ. In this last hour, the presence of Antichrist, his revelation, apocalypse to the world. We're talking about the last 7 years of this final hour in human history, where the mark of the beast, the image of the beast, the cataclysmic events that will occur. The world's not prepared for what's about to strike. Please understand the great chaos that the dark side will soon forcefully cause to erupt into the world, and the breakdown of economic, total environmental, governmental, political, military systems will be unprecedented. Without question, the orchestration of a fake savior politically on a military front will bring about a suprahuman ability to bring the world to globalism. Well, of course, the hundreds of millions of spirits that have manifested and now have unleashed really into the air, the eros, this atmosphere, will be charged with that presence. Just like at Pentecost, it'll probably be a great, powerful manifestation, but of dark power. Masqueraded as a light, but of dark power. Let me tell you one thing, too. His presence to the world means the final 7 years, and it means the most horrific destruction the planet will ever experience. On an environmental scale, eventually on an economic scale, in the collapse of nations, eventually on a supernatural scale, the abyss being opened, and the ancient, most likely, spirits of Nephilim come over, bring great torment to humanity. Constantly, like in the case with Job, blame is going to be put on God again and again and again and again. That's the methodology. You might understand the origin of evil, the fallen cherub, or his nature, as Jesus said, that he's a father of lies. He's a deceiver. He's a murderer. But the methodology is clearly revealed to strike humanity, to hit humanity, to bring pain, to bring harm, and to get humanity to blame that all on God. In the midst of this fourth session, in this project we're doing prior to his rise, it is my personal opinion only that he's out there somewhere. False prophets out there somewhere. The regime has been put together, over the last 30, 40, 50 years, and that they're literally bursting at the seams to bring it on. Unprecedented spiritual dark power, unprecedented spiritual deception, unprecedented spiritual occurrences. Are you being sucked into it ahead of time? Have you been guided by false, deceiving spirits leading you to believe in a new world order, a coming world teacher, a Maitreya, a Mahdi? They have set you up to believe in the coming Homo Satanas, to join him in what looks like a saving and preserving of the world. But biblical prophecy shows, as in every case of Satan's presence in lives, look at Judas. The deeper his presence, the greater the destruction. The globalism that is empowered and fueled by satanic power will bring the greatest destruction in human history. Now is the time to come to the living Christ. Now is the time to come to the one that died for you on the cross. Antichrist will come, and all of the undergrounders know he's asking you to sacrifice others and their blood for him, to sacrifice your blood for him. God came in human flesh and sacrificed his blood on the cross for you, to break the power of sin, of Satan's power over you, of death's power, to open up the gift of eternal life, indestructible immortality, to come to know God personally. And I'm going to ask you straightforward right now, whatever nation you're coming from right now, listening, by the providence of Almighty God, by the presence of the living Christ, do you know Jesus? Do you have the indwelling Spirit of God? Have you studied John's Gospel chapter 7? When Jesus cries out to all, he says, "I tell you the truth, whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of their inmost being, the power of God the Holy Spirit would come into your life. You would be supernaturally made alive unto God, be given God's power, be brought into direct personal relationship with God. God wants you, my friend. God seeks you, my friend." And the listening to this session number 4 in this series may be the fact that God has been knocking at the door of your heart. Leave the demon deception. Leave the false spirits. Drop the powers and abilities that they may have given you. Leave the false doctrines of demons that you have read and come to the living Christ. There is the love of God. There is the washing and cleansing. There is the power of God coming into your life. There is your spirit being made alive to God and you becoming a temple of the Spirit of God. My friend, have you come to Christ? Cry it out now. Living Christ, come into my life and save me. I accept you as Savior and Lord, and I accept the gift of the Holy Spirit and the gift of eternal life. My dear friend, if you have come to the living Christ, Luciferians and Satanists and many others know that if they call on the demon gods, if they call on those fallen, finite demon spirits, they'll come. The Bible says that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that died on the cross for you, he didn't do it for himself. You do realize that. New Age leader, New Age teacher, psychic, remote viewer that I'm talking to right now, Jesus didn't die for himself. He's the only one that has ever died purposely for you. Can you get a hold of that? Have you been spiritually misled to so distort the message that you can no longer see? You can no longer see that this is now God in human flesh with all of his compassion, all of his passion, saying that I love you, I want you, come home. from someone that has walked with God now 35 years, from someone that has experienced the love of God and the presence of God and being guided right now to speak to you. I call you, my dear friend, wherever you are in all the world, come to the living Christ. Whosoever calls on the name of the living Savior Jesus, the demons fear him. Satan never conquered him. The angels of God worship him. The prophets foretold him and the apostles confessed him. This, my dear friends, is the one on the cross that said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He loves you. It's Christ who wants to come into your life with his presence and power. The demons want that. The spirits want that. The ascended masters serving the fallen cherub want that. What source? The spirituality you have right now, where does it come from? I know that all I can tell you is that I prayed and just like the Word of God, just like the Scripture, just like Jesus said in John chapter 7, whosoever calls, whoever believes in Him and receives Him, receives the power of God, the presence of God, the gift of eternal life. The power to cause you to see the deception for what it really is. If you've got questions, you can write to me at shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. This is Russ Dizdar. Dear friends, because of the love of God, shatter the darkness.